seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Everyone, this is Vince Kelvin. I'm here with my spiritual brother, Arash Zafar motherfucking Debazar. And this is the first of a series of special pre-GSLR 17 podcasts and interviews. Starting today with Arash and myself, we're going to interview each other and then everybody who will be there at the GSLR 2017, September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Brother, I start with the question, most recent breakthrough.
Most recent breakthrough. You mean the last hour probably is what happened. Again and again and again.
Knowing you, yeah.
you know how it goes. I would say that if you have some other thing you're trying to do besides do exactly what it is you're setting out to do, you weaken yourself. And let me explain what I mean in regards to what I do. I was walking out of my office maybe 15 minutes ago just to go use the restroom, and it came to me, and I think about seduction and communication 24 hours a day, literally. Like, this is all I think about. I have conversations in my head with my spirit guides, and this is what happens. So as I was walking out, I realized that one of the reasons why I'm doing so well in this area of seduction right now is that I'm not trying to be two things. I'm not being a master of seduction or a seduction artist or a demon of seduction and a martial artist and an entrepreneur and a boyfriend. No, I'm totally 100% committed to what I'm doing, and all else pales in comparison and goes secondary, because this art form truly gives me everything that I want. So I realized that I recommitted myself to take it to the next level, and I realized immediately my power grew. And then I noticed that the different levels of students that we have based on their commitment level. You know, I'm studying this stuff because I really would like to get a girlfriend. Good luck. Okay? Studying the wrong guy. Go study somebody else. And then you got the guy, yeah, I'm really into this stuff. Like, you know, this is like, I can see the importance of it. Okay. Oh, this stuff changed my life. Okay, then, but what are you doing? Like, are you committed enough, and are you dedicated enough to tell the world who you're studying from, what you're learning? Can you put it out there? Do you have to hide it? And it's all these different levels of ethics that comes with this, personal ethics points. And I realize that that is a big part of the reason why people don't get the results they want. They're not actually fully committed. And fully committed, there's so many levels of that. It's not a finite state. It's just you can fully commit, and then you get into a new level, and you go, God, I got more commitment to give. And that's exactly what happened to me minutes ago. And what about you, brother?
And brother, you're really taking the entire community, as you always have, to a whole new level. It is mind-blowing. And this is somebody who's been doing this for now more than two decades, saying this. For me, it's really about the next level that I'm reaching. Most recent breakthrough is in talking to myself only 100% in supportive manners. 100%. I will be there for myself like no one else can be there. Now, it's not something that's brand new, but it's something that I've reached. I do not cave in at any second to question, to torment myself, not even 0.1%. I stay in that brightness of, okay, let's be resourceful. There's always a way, make a way, find a way. But then it allows me to contrast that with the fact that for most, the majority of how they talk to themselves is caught between an either or. Okay? They either think they have to talk about the problem because it's logical, or that they have to try to force a solution that they haven't lived yet. That's more like a promise or a goal. And there's that tender point in between, which is in a way you're seducing yourself. You're constantly enticing yourself into the recognition of your capacities and your abilities, of bridging the two, because there is no point. I was just with a client who was really being hard on himself, harsh and very critical. I thought, God, you know, no wonder why he doesn't want, he's concerned that women may talk to him in a harsh way, because he's probably going to talk to himself in an even harsher way. And then a person can very well realize that something needs to be done, but from a more resourceful place, from a place of reminding yourself how important it is that you're capable, that it's possible, and so on. So that's what's happening, and I'm very psyched about being able to, you know, you cannot bring to others what you haven't experienced yourself. So it's very genuine. It's, you know, I had heard you talking about how at some point in your life you made that decision that you were going to be fully into honesty. And then I witnessed that in action, and then I made a similar commitment at the beginning of this year that I would not once ever again complain, because there's zero value in there, and I don't need to take myself down to take myself up. I can go and bypass that, and now I bring that to the guys. So I'm super psyched. So, well, I don't want to limit you with any questions. You know, let's do back and forth. If there was a question you were eager to hear, I just pass it back to you to maintain a flow.
Sure. I mean, you know, last year we topped it off by having the greatest event that anybody has ever put together. And this year, it's been 365 days or so since that day. And there hasn't been a day that's gone by that I myself or you have not continued to study our craft and perfect it and get better on it. This guy this year, Arash Divazar, will beat the last year guy very easily. So I think that when I look back and I see the tremendous response the students had, on what they learned and the results they got, it's truly another world right now that we're in. And it fails to use words to describe the experience. You know, if somebody said, how do you describe the taste of water? It would be very difficult to describe the taste of water unless you had water before. If someone never tasted water and said, well, describe it to me, say, well, it's liquidy, you know, and it's its own taste. And the experience that we provide is not comparable. You can't. You could say it's liquid, but then what do you have? I mean, you have so many kinds of liquid in the world, but nothing like water. And that's what this year is going to be. I have so many secrets that I'm going to bring to share and to teach. Everybody will get to meet my two new girlfriends, which will be very exciting. And if you go on my Instagram right now, you'll see that I posted an ex-girlfriend of mine who sent me an incredible apology, as I always said they would. This is the first one. And as they start coming through, then all of those rumors and nonsense about me will fade very quickly as people see the truth. You know, I just posted it. She contacted me 2-3 days ago. I waited a couple of days to post it. It's on right now, and she absolutely stands no chance of being back together with me, which is the beauty of it. So, you know, I'll pass it to you. Go ahead.
I'm looking right in front of me at a sign saying it's I'm on my patio outside, you know, that's where I meditate, and it says the way of the guru. And I think that's when you study somebody's material, or when you wish to have the knowledge and results that they have themselves. It's essential to look at the core ways. Now, if we contrast how most guys who struggle with women out there go about not only women, but also making progress with women. Because those are two things that you got to refine how you approach it. Okay? So, gentlemen, listening, it is unreasonable, and we are not giving ourselves any other option than making it happen. So you contrast that with the guy, and we make sure that we only bring those speakers who are most aware of that. You know, I was just on the phone with one guy who maybe wanted to participate. I said, no, the guy is not, he's not at the level that we're talking about. So I think one of the deeper, more hidden and greater gift of the experience, and whether or there or not you're there, which you should be there, but whether or not you are there to begin to shift, because too much or any of, okay, we'll see if I can make it happen, is the core of the challenge. Instead, and it's basic, but it's one thing to understand it, and it's another thing to live by it. to know that, okay, this is the choice. We make this happen, whatever it takes. And that's the deliverance. And that's the gift I wish to share with all the guys that are going to join us globally. Because for me, that was the real beginning of my journey. There was plenty I wanted, I was hoping for, I was trying to get. And one day I realized your core model is off. Your core model is too tentative. Your core model still presupposes that it may not go all the way or may not happen. And then I got it and I reversed that and I make the decision and until. And that is how you get really good at anything in life. But in this specific matter with women and most of all the lifestyle that supports it. Because, you know, we're beyond the either or. Of course, you want to thrive with women for a lifetime. You got to have an incredible lifestyle at all levels. And this year we touch on everything and we're achieving things in our own reality, Arash and I, that are just mind-blowing. You know, it's in Hollywood, California, but I know your life is like a movie, brother. And I know my life is like a fucking movie. And there's a work underneath it, the hard work. You know, I got together with this, every new girl that gets together with me, they go like, wow, I had no idea you're wild and you're crazy, but you're also so fucking disciplined, you know? When I saw you, I thought, oh, he's just a wild, crazy guy. I had no idea you would get about 4 or 5 and how much you put into everything. And every day is your own Olympic competition. Come from that place. Come from that place and watch the miracle happen. So I pass it back to you, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Very inspiring, you know? Very inspiring what you're saying. And I'm inspired to be there. I'm inspired to be around everybody. I think the thing that, by the way, I'm going to be sitting in my car, so I have to go to the next thing. But the thing that everybody needs to begin to understand is that everybody grows when the synergy, you know, the energy of everybody coming together, you could say, like-minded individuals with like-minded goals, with gurus at the top of their field, doing what they do best, you know, dedicate their lives to this. And the speakers that we have coming to this event, they're handpicked. You know, it reminds me of the old Bruce Lee movie. You get an invitation around the world and you're invited to come to this incredible island for 2-3 days and test your skills, you know, best of the best and see how it goes. And it's really that. It's the who's who. It's the best of the best. And, you know, we have from not just the seduction and pickup community. We have from, you know, magic and different sciences of the martial arts and yoga and self-defense, survival, speech, vocal, sorcery, like on magic, on and on and on and on. So anyways, more than that, it's an opportunity for everybody to get to network with people around the world that have very, very similar goals and purposes. And I think this is one of the things that about my life that people need to begin to understand, in that I'm never under the illusion that I'm doing this thing alone. You know, I'm not. It takes teamwork. It takes a group to make something happen. And I know about this. So I recommend for everybody to consider, if you're out there right now and you're doing pickup, you're doing seduction, you're doing self-betterment, ask yourself this. Who's your team? Who's your team? Do you have a team? Do you have allies? Do you have members that help you? Or do you kind of feel alone trying to get out there and get good enough so that you can finally get a woman or get two, or maybe from far away after you're coming to see my life or Vince's life? We don't have ordinary lives. We live like rock stars. We have our own world, basically, that we created. And we continue to expand on the world. And if you're looking from far away admiring, you should understand that even in the example of Vince and I, we're allies with each other. And since we've come together, both of our resources have expanded tremendously. And not only that, what we've been able to do is take other individuals in our community who were shady, who were unscrupulous, that weren't good people, they were there to harm it. And because they were operating alone, Vince and I together could annihilate them very quickly. And then we got to the level where now we are, again, in the event, introducing individuals who deserve to be there. You know, and this is, again, teamwork. I think that teamwork is missed. I live my life according to natural laws. I see my family. I see my girlfriend, my academy as a wolf pack. And I operate like that. And I know a lone wolf doesn't stand a chance around me, or a bear even, because I have a huge pack. And we do bite, and we do know how to hunt. So think about it like going over there and seeing individuals that can help with your purpose in life. That's it.
I know you got to go, brother, so I'm wrapping it up now. And gentlemen, so you have to understand one recent occurrence in my life is that, I get so busy that I need people to help me around me. And I've had good people, and suddenly this new PA came around whose awareness of how to run things is even greater than mine. And for the first time in a long time, I felt like, what a breath. And it made me aware of another natural law, the simplest of them all. It's hard to grow within restriction. Okay? So if a person has like a shoe that's too small, you are going to feel very uncomfortable. And a lot of people have mislabeled the discomfort that they experience at first. They may think it's anxiety. They may think that it's this, it's that. What if in a higher way, is the space around you to be able to grow? Same thing with women. You have a couple of women that are around you. Get rid of them and watch what happens. There's a vortex that comes into place. New women come in and be around better women and notice how automatically they get what the other ones were trying to push away. So we're thrilled about this event. Yes, the team has grown so greatly. Two last things about the team. On one hand, the top gurus, we are going to have them one by one on a brand new podcast coming up next week. And we're going to have John Keegan, Bad Boy, Discovery, all of the top guys and everybody. So one thing I want you to know, those names I just mentioned, we communicate. And so everybody wants to be the best. So already I'm being asked like, hey, how much time? What should I bring? And, guys who teach all the time, they see, they view this moment in time as like, I want to top it. And then, of course, it urges the other ones who participate to bring you the best of the best. So realize that it's almost like the Oscars for movie. It's like the Super Bowl for sports. It's like everybody's going to come there hungry. And even if you're not sure, you will arrive and you will feel that. On the other hand, we also have, our welcoming people who are kicking us, but 3 years ago, were sitting there as participants, and they got that mindset, and now they are running their own companies, their own businesses. If they already had them, they have blossomed and so on. So it's September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Stay tuned for more podcasts coming to you with the interviews of the best of the best. We cover the whole spectrum from seduction, pickup, business, real estate, yoga, tantra, sorcery, magic, fashion, fitness, enhancing your vocal abilities, comedians, celebrities, entertainers, entrepreneurs. It's a gathering of all those like-minded people. And I just wanted to give you a heads up. We do a sliding scale, and I think the next slide up is going to be on July 1st. You're just on time hearing this right now. Go to GSLRconvention.com, GSLRconvention.com, and watch the video because you have no idea. And many people who didn't know what we're talking about, they saw the video, the trailer, the magnitude of the event, and go, now I get it. I want to be there. We hope for you that you have the presence of mind to just take that leap of faith and be there in September. More to come. Thank you so much, brother. Raj Par Dubazar.
Thank you, brother.
Kings of Pickup. We'll see you very soon.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Dubazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com.
Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.